using that as an illustration, of course. We believe now that we should do what we can to keep the plant pure in its own right, but just maneuver the percentages of cannabinoids versus THC. The Charlotte's Web strain, for example, is full of cannabinoids, but no THC. And we need to do more research on this as well. Hello?
Yeah, I'm just giving you the time, bro. Just giving you the time.
I'm stopping now, I guess, for any of your comments or questions.
Yeah, I'm really intrigued on the research you've done, and you know, I'm quite amazed, man. It's almost a beautiful story. Let me get this right. You're a 70-year-old man. You've been in a 140 miles an hour impact accident. This must have been, I mean, just surviving that, fair play to you. And I think you were on the motorcycle. You were on the motorcycle, yes.
I was on the motorcycle. I had enough time as I was flying through the air to think to myself, oh shit, this is going to hurt when I land. And listen. I was doing research along these lines long before this accident. Mm-hmm. If I did not have a healthy body, I would have never survived this mishap. What we are missing in a lot of cases here is the lowly little hemp heart. Nobody wants to talk about it. But it's the purest form of protein known to man, and also about the easiest digestible protein known to man. And if you take a third of a cup, if you're an average individual, that's almost your nutritional needs for a full day. And in there is just chocked full of cannabinoids, just looking to find out a little cell that's in trouble. And we'll take him out and we'll make all his body just a little more healthy at the same time. Now, I'm being a little bit facetious here, but I need to draw a picture so that your listeners can understand this. I'm waiting for your comment.
I'm right with you, man. Oh, hang on a minute. Am I muted? No, I wasn't. Excuse me. Excuse me, man. I was getting a file and I couldn't get to my Skype panel. So yeah, I'm just trying to follow your story, Rambo. I can see why they call you Rambo. I really can see why they call you Rambo. So 140 mile an hour impact, hurtling through the air. You know, like you say, health and having keeping yourself healthy was a major factor in that. So you've survived that, and now you've gone into conventional medical. What we call it, care, conventional medical care. How long were you in conventional medical care, Rambo, before you actually kind of realized that it was going to last forever? You were never going to get out?
About 3 years. And that was probably the most terrifying 3 years of my life, because I was born gifted, and all of a sudden now, with all of this prescription medication, I wasn't a raving lunatic, but I knew I was a long ways from being gifted like I used to be, so I thought I'd lost my gift in the accident. One of my colleagues from a think tank that I worked in looked me up, and he wouldn't take no for an answer. He stuck his foot in the door and he came in and we visited. And after speaking at length on some systems that had therefore eluded us, he looks at me and he said, Rambo, he said, I don't think you're fucked in the head. He said, I think you're on the wrong medication. He said, I want to go and talk to your doctor. I said, well, that's going to take a long time because you can't just get to my doctor in a minute.
He said, I can. He said, give me the name. So I gave him the name, and in 20 minutes he had an appointment to see my doctor. When we went in there and he explained the situation, I came out with a prescription for medical marijuana, and we started the journey of this research that is very personal to me. And so this is my personal story, and I'm doing this as much for myself as I am for anybody that comes behind me, but I'm living proof that this therapy works. I have worked on several major projects for the federal government since I have been on this new therapy, and I have been able to solve situations and systems that therefore eluded human wisdom.
Right, I'm getting this, Rambo. Right, just again, I'm creating a picture as well. I'm painting a picture here, man. You've got a man who's an healthy man, active in his community. You with me? A car accident, survives the car accident, survives medical, comes out of that. You're now been taking prescribed cannabis, but herbal cannabis. Under Canadian legislation, you can get it prescribed. And you've gone and done that. And now, 12 months later, you're now again returning to being an active member of your community and you know, assisting in you're active again. You're an active member of the community. You've gone through this. You've survived. You've come out of the other side. Now, your evidence, your research, what they're listening to you, Rambo. You see, we've got Rachel with us as well, and Rachel, this is the irony. These personal, you know, myself, I lived in pain for years. I've been able to become. No, I've been one of the founders of Dark City Radio. We've worked together as a team. I couldn't have done that without it. I know that. And they're not interested. And this is what I find is important, Rambo. Are they listening to you, bro? You know, are you getting your message across to these so-called doctors? Or has it become this two-tiered system between what the conventional doctors are being told and what they're being taught? Of course, I don't think, I mean, Rick said it loads of times, they should be doing the research. The doctors in the UK, a GP in the UK, he hasn't got time to research. His surgery is rampacked full, you know, they haven't got time. Has it become this, we know and they don't know, so we've got a cure and they've got to suffer?
I believe. Now, we have made some tremendous strides on this side of the pond in North America here since Colorado and Washington voted against prohibition. There is more research coming out every day that absolutely states categorically that the cannabinoids will seek out and destroy the bad cells, and they will build up the good cells. And these, it's only a matter of time before mainstream medicine takes hold of this. This has not only the potential of taking a lot of violence and stuff off of our streets if this substance becomes legal. It has the potential to arrest the growing tide In Canada here, 50% of our tax dollars are spent on health care. 50%. And we have starving children within the confines of Canada. This is not acceptable. This is the first generation since Confederation that our children have a shorter life expectancy than we do. In my world, this is unacceptable. I'll wait for your comments.
I totally agree with you. In my world, it's unacceptable as well, completely. And I really don't get how politicians can even think they're part of mankind, because when one of us suffers, we all suffer.
I'm thinking, in light of what's happened in the recent elections in the United States, and this has freed up some areas of the country where people can now do research without the thought or fear of reprisals from law enforcement. This canoe has tipped over the Niagara, and there's no stopping it. It's just a matter of time, and it'll float out past the Maid of the Mist, and mankind will be that much better for it. And
sorry, brother, you carry on.
I'm thinking now that there's probably more important people that you should be talking to, and let other people have their views as well. So have a great day.
Can I just intervene dead quick before you go, Rambu? Please. When you first came on, you told us about your mechanical hash and your extraction method. Are you willing to share that with us? Because it's sort of things like this that fascinate a lot of the people in the room. We're all looking at different methods.
We're using a cyclone with a set of rapids in the cyclone. And it's a beauty to behold. And when we get it perfected, I'll let the people know that know how to contact you, and we will take care of it. The gentleman that put me in his chair tonight is my friend. And so when we get it the way I want it, it'll be you that finds out first. How's that?
That's absolutely amazing, brother. Brilliant. Respect to you, and I'm just awe-inspired by your story, dude. Well done. Excellent.
Have a great day.
You too, son. Bye-bye.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. What you couldn't ask, you know. Well done, Barry, and thank you very much, Rambo, for sharing your story. Definitely Rambo. There's no doubt about it. I don't know how Dave pronounced it earlier on, but it's definitely Rambo. It is Rambo, without any doubt, really. The difference is here. No dead people. Survivors. Well, I could take more of that. I could take more than that any day. Amazing chap. I was pretty blown away as well, Lee. Everything went pretty quiet. Everything went pretty quiet indeed. Survivors. Living heroes. Still willing to share their stories. Still willing to stand up. We've heard a lot of times from Rick, people who aren't willing to speak up after the cured. We're all different, aren't we? And everybody's got their own moralities. I don't want to point a finger at anyone. I don't really want to point a finger at everyone. I don't. Anyway, Lee, I do see. Come on, Lee. Wasn't he brilliant?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm a Rambo fan. I never thought I'd say that.
Completely. He's absolutely amazing. Great story. I thought it was like Jack Hare is alive again, you know. definitely, absolutely brilliant. But no, I think this is a good time for us to turn around and say, right, come on, guys, everyone that's listening to this podcast, what are you going to do about it? You've just heard Rambo's story, man. He's still bounced back, and he's back in his seat, and he's going for it again. Get off your arses. And it's a call, you know, we've got to get
people moving now. People out there are doing it. We've got to. It's our time. It's your time to start spreading this word.
I've got an apology here, mate, because on part of that, we've got jingles playing. I was that engrossed in what Rambo was saying. We went right over the break. I just sat here listening to him. He was brilliant, wasn't he? It was like you say, it's like, where have you been? You're wonderful. My apologies to the listeners. You didn't miss any of it, of course. You would have got it all on the live stream. You would have been able to hear it, but it would have been difficult for you. Well, we've got Dark City Babs and the music playing, the cannabis, Rick's song, the ganja song. So, yeah, hopefully that might have mixed in quite well. Who knows? We'll have to wait for the recordings, which I put that on late as well. I'm rubbish, me, at this. I'm telling you, rubbish. But all the more reason to tune in live. If you tuned in live, you've got nothing to worry about. You got it as we heard it, except for the jingles. It's part of the new automated system we've got running. And it is the automated system's working, of course. But we have to shut up when the jingles are playing. So my apologies. My only excuse is I was totally engrossed in what Rambo had to say. And big thanks to Barry again. For bringing us that. So yeah, Jack Era lives. Wouldn't it be a wonderful thing if Jack could have actually lived to see cannabis growing like any other vegetable? That would have been a wonderful thing, really would. Right. Hopefully that will be the case. That's what it's all about. We had Jilly from She Shepherd. Wow, that's mindful. A Jelly from Sea Shepherd on Bob's show yesterday. Another lady who's living a dream, lived a dream and continues to do that in inspiring other people. Very inspirational. I know for me to hear Rambo tonight, it is like Lee say, come on, you're talking about, we've got a guy here who's doing his own research. He's been smashed to pieces in a car accident. He survived and he's still up here, right, getting on the radio, and he's saying, it worked for me. Of course, it may not work for everyone, but it works for a massive percentage of people. I'm still perplexed here. I have been for a number of years. I mean, I almost got complacent with it, to the facts where I really am. It's like, I want to be part of this. I want to be part of it. I really do. I want this to be real. I don't want to be waiting. I don't want to be an old man. I want to be doing this where I've still got the capabilities to do it, you know? And, you know, to be as fit and healthy, to be as, you know, our Rick Simpson, what is he now, 63 years of age? And I tell you what, he can put all of us to shame. All of us. 63. He's got more energy and more punch and more vitality than two or three of us lot put together. Real genuine superheroes. And they're alive and we get to talk to them. They're not in books. They're not on the television. They're here. We're talking to them. Well, at least my heroes, anyway. My heroes. No fictional characters, have you noticed? Of course, we play them. We play our fictional characters, you know. We have our other sides. When we bring the servers into the conversations, the people change, or at least some of them do. Just like there's almost two characters there. There's the one that we all chat and we all talk when we're off air, and then there's the character that comes on air. Try and be yourself rather than either of them characters. I think you may lie somewhere in the middle. And you find yourself. And like Rick said, he didn't actually ever see himself being the head of the hemp movement on Earth. He didn't. I tell you what, I never thought I'd be standing in for him. Do you know? I didn't. And I know I've heard the reaction of other people. They're like, what? It's the real Rick Simpson. Do you mean the real Rick Simpson from Run From The Cure does a show on Dark City Radio? Why would he do that? It's not real. That's not the real Rick Simpson. Check it out. It's not today, although I do miss him because, you know, it's a tricky seat to sit in, Rick's. It really is a tricky seat to sit in. I wouldn't attempt to do Rick's job, ever. And I'm sure people wouldn't to do mine and so forth. We've all got our place in it. But yeah, this is it, isn't it? This is it. But we are part of it. We're part of the solution. Maybe only a little tiny speck. Maybe the grain of rice, you know, that little grain of rice that you start taking, just a little tiny top-up dose, you know, it's the size of a grain of rice, you know, that's all you need. That's all you need. But as our Chris Sparky's pointed out on more than one occasion, and in his latest rendition, imminent attack, the government is actually warning that truth may break out imminently. Over the next 2 or 3 days, it looks like truth is going to break out completely. And this may result in a blinding flash that, you know, may actually blind your eyes and burn your skin. Hide. We're the Dark City. That's why a few of us have gathered together here. Different individuals willing to stand. Make a little stand. That's all it is. We ain't going to defend it. Don't think we're going to defend it. If you want a position, it's your radio. It's your radio. Be our guest. Be our guest. There's plenty of time. There's plenty of slots. We'll do our best to fit you in. We don't even have any rules. We don't have an hierarchy. There is no leader. There isn't. Best way I can describe it came from a real brother I've met over this last few months. And if it wasn't for Dark City Radio, we would have never met. Bob Earthwise. He said, "We're organic." We're organic. You can't organise us. You can't put us into a section of a group. We can't all sit round together and have a meeting and say, "I'll tell you what we'll do. We will have a meeting about the meeting about discussing the fourth of the future of Dark City." Excuse me. Hey, that was on cue, wasn't it? That was right on cue. There's nothing they can do to stop us. We lost Skype straight away. Anyway, we're back. That didn't take long, did it? That didn't take long right on cue. Now, where was it? That completely threw me. It's back now. Thank you, Dawn. There, keeping an eye on the screen for us. It's vitally important we get that feedback. Right, solutions, wasn't it? Being part of the solution, I think. I was rattling around there. Stepping in somebody else's shoes, taking us as positions. We never expected to get in them. I suppose Rambo never expected when he was out that day driving along on his motorcycle to be like four years later talking on Dark City Radio, you know, about where he is. I know I didn't think I'd ever be here. I didn't think I'd ever be here on Dark City. I didn't even 4 years ago. 4 years ago, I mean, I don't know where we all were. I know we've come a long way in the last 4 months. So, hemp. Rebellious. Hemp was mentioned. There's indica and sativa, and I do believe it's rebellious. The three predominant strains of what we know to be cannabis. Of course, one of these strains doesn't have any kind of psychotropic rudalis. Rudalis, is it? Go on, Lee. Say
I believe it's ruderalis.
Ruderalis. Ruderalis. Right.
Is that industrial hemp?
Yeah. There's three predominant strains, aren't there? They're interbred. But yeah, that's what, yeah, you'd know as industrial hemp.
Yeah, you have Reeperbahn in Hamburg in Germany, and they made ropes to the boats from hemp. That might be the strain they used, I think. Yeah, would imagine.
Oh yeah, man. Well, there'll be a few, you know, strains of that. But, you know, these are the main strains of cannabis, what do they call them, the families, the groups within the... there will be a correct term for it. Again, I haven't got that education. But, this is not anything to do with smoking. You know, well, you could smoke it, but, you know, you can smoke bananas. You can smoke Mars bars. You know, hang on a minute. I don't want to be saying that, actually. And I've just supported one of the large conglomerates. I strike that from the record. But, yeah, you get my point. You know, you'd be better off doing that. I do remember when they first give out, and that may have been to the farmer, is it GM farmer, whatever they call you in the UK, and they give them licences to grow it, and the hippies went and stole it. They went and stole all of it. Of course, it's no good to them at all. But again, this could actually change how we live. Literally. And I get how that would terrify a lot of people. You know, they're going to lose, lose my job, and I won't be able to do this, and I won't be able to do that, and I won't be able to... Look, you're going to lose it all anyway. You're living on a debt-based currency. It's going to happen anyway. It's going to happen. It's only a matter of time. Okay? There's either going to be an integration or a collapse. Now, I have worked for a long time on what I consider to be the integration, whether it be physically, emotionally, energetically, on the integration of bringing things together, putting the components together and coming up with something different outside the box from the same components that were there in the first place. I've not invented anything new. I haven't created anything new. I've assembled components which were already there in a different manner, which has then given me a different outcome. What wasn't the same outcome before, by changing things. Simple things sometimes. Yeah, in the aquaponics, drilling a tiny hole in the right place and then placing many holes in what were considered at that time to be stupid places to put. Idiotic. Why would you do that? Because nobody could see it. Once they could see it, it's obvious. Well, they could, that's obvious. It's just obvious. Of course it's obvious. But that's all it was. Simple. And here, I say this is the same. We've got the components. We've already got the components. They're already there. So do we need to go again and learn from destruction, from collapse? Do we need it to collapse yet again? As a race, as society, as whatever you want to call us, do we need the collapse again? Do you need to seek out a victim? Do you still need that? You see, I think that change is fundamental. You see, to kind of start that change, you don't have to go through anything destructive. Of course I did, and many of us do. But it doesn't have to be destructive. It doesn't. It doesn't. So yeah, I'm going to carry on working with integration rather than collapse. And I think that Rubellus in the integration into farming could actually stop economical collapse. It could actually give us the period of time we need for agriculture to build up and become strong again, because it has been weakened. There's no doubt about that, from the petrochemical industries. Basically, farming was weakened when they removed hemp. It's been struggling ever since. Go and have a look. You know, paper industry alone, clothing. The clothing. Look, just have a look at the clothing and how ecologically sound the product is compared to everything else. We've had that brought up on recent shows. Something I didn't even know.
You have petrochemical clothing now as well. The synthetic fibers they use in clothing now.
It makes cotton look
polyester and stuff. It's poisonous and it goes through the skin.
Totally it's right, not, man. Totally
not
right.
Good, not good to wear whatsoever. You should wear cotton and wool.
Yeah.
It makes cotton look good. Cotton and wool compared to hemp. I can understand how the cotton and wool industry might be nervous about hemp. Because it's a far better clothing material than cotton and wool.
It doesn't tear, does it? It's very strong.
And we are actually now telling people that cotton and wool is best. No, it isn't. Hemp's better. Cotton and wool are good, bloody good substitutes, natural substitutes for hemp. The petrochemical stuff is not a good substitute.
No.
I might kind of say, like, well, them wetsuits are pretty cool. Can you make them out of hemp? That'd be cool, wouldn't it? You know, maybe there are a few places where it is useful. I mean, I don't know. You know, cellulose products, you say, again, bang, what am I talking about? Of course they can make it out of hemp. I do remember seeing a video a while ago of a car that was made completely out of hemp. Oh, I believe it even ran on hemp oil.
Yeah, Henry Ford did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
you can make concrete out of hemp as well, and it's very strong and much lighter.
Yeah, hempcrete.
Yeah, they do make that in France, I think. Small quantities.
Again, it's supposed to, when the base materials are restricted so much, how is it ever going to compete in a free market economy. It isn't. I suppose we've got to get the economy. It's free of the world, really. Petrochemicals, pharmaceuticals. What have we become? What have we become? I mean, just bear in mind, we are the rich elite. Us lot. We're the ones with internet access, you know, we can afford holidays, you know, we've got cars and houses and, you know, we've got food on the table and, you know, all that. We're the rich elite. And we've become what? What? Some lab test rats.
Yes.
Spread from altitude and fed this, what, genetically modified, what's gone on?
Industrial waste in the water.
Well, you know, Jan, we get a real soldier Rick comes along and we say to him, look, you know, he's here, we put it out everywhere. Where are they? Are we embarrassing these people, Jan? I don't mean to be kind of waving like a wagging finger at them saying, why haven't you done more? Because, you know, the ones that do are normally the poorest and the you know, the ones with less to give normally give the most.
Yeah.
They really do. And, you know, it should be the other way around. I don't get it. I mean, so maybe I'm an idealist, but I am going to strive and continue to strive for integration rather than destruction. That's what I think. I think the ideas need to be fused together. You know, the inside and the outside of the box. Well, hang on a minute. You were inside the box before you thought outside the box. All right, some of us were born trapped in it. But either way, you know, either way, we can't start turning against people, in my mind. Not when we can put our energies in too. You know, Sea Shepherd, that was brilliant, wasn't it? You know, what a worthy thing. You know, we could put our energies into Rick's cure for cancer. You know, it's a massive claim the man's making. And, I mean, somebody come along and say, that's ridiculous, that's wrong. And the best they can do is say, well, it definitely does help. Nobody can say it's doing anybody any harm. And on the other side of it, the petrochemicals, whether it's within Rudalis, I'll get it right. Rudalis and the petrochemicals threatened by that, and the chemicals that are needed in paper production, you know, in cotton production.
Yeah, papyrus, the paper they had before, that was made out of hemp, I'm quite sure of it.
Papyrus was made from reed grass. Hemp paper is phenomenal stuff.
Okay.
Phenomenal stuff. It really is. The fibres of hemp, the extraction of them. You can find this out on YouTube. Don't take our word for it. Go and have a look. You're talking about the destruction within 50 years of a massive, vibrant industry.
Yeah, the founding fathers in the States actually grew hemp themselves. It was a... All farmers had to grow hemp because it was an industrial product, but they took it away.
Yes, right. They had to grow hemp. That means under their legislation, if you were a farmer, you didn't have a choice. It was mandatory.
Yes.
Like national service.
It should be everywhere, really.
And then suddenly, this same plant, the hemp plant, now keep this distinction here. We're not talking here about medical marijuana. We're not talking about the cure for cancer. We're talking about another cure. You know, ecological. The cure for ecological disaster. The cure for the farming communities to actually make them vibrant again. Or where they can actually do what they love to do rather than become bookkeepers and having to spend hours and hours negotiating with banks to put food on their own tables. And they're producing food. The irony of this, you know, I mean, the food producers can't afford to feed themselves. We've got a problem.
Yeah, and all the regulations and red tape from the bureaucracy is always also killing for the farming community, big time.
Yeah, but the point I'm trying to make for the listeners is that there needs to be a distinction between, at least between the two. You know, this is like calling a Saint Bernard, a Chihuahua. Yeah, okay. They're both dogs. Right, they are both dogs, but look, and I mean, I know if you're from Big Pharma, you'd be thinking, oh yes, we could genetically splice the two together. No. No. Right? This Rubellus could actually solve a lot of issues. But again, look what it's up against. Look what it's up against. Bob pointed this out earlier. Finances, money, big money industry, banks, commerce. Yeah? And the all now wheels of industry.
It's a big mafia on top.
Yeah, man. The cocaine dealers, the heroin dealers, crack and smack. They're against it as well. Cannabis is a cure. It's a cure. That means you don't need to continue. You get better. And the pharmaceutical industries don't seem, and I say don't seem, because, hey, prove me wrong, but they don't seem to want to cure. They seem to want to medicate. Continually medicate over and over and over and again. It takes individuals like we heard from, for like Rambo, like Rachel earlier, who's been brilliant in sharing a story with her as she goes through it. Living testimony. Living testimony. And again,
of its kind in the whole world.
Are you back? No, you just come back, Jan. We lost you. Go on. Where were you? I was just saying about living testimony, Jan, that Rambo and Rachel were living testimonies of what's going on one side of it. On the other side of it, I was about to get to, back to the industrial hemp, as it's commonly termed, and the benefits which are there. Now, these you don't need testimony from. You don't. Just look. Historically, look. We're not making this up. Paper and hemp used to be mandatory. This production of paper, right, for Bibles. They ambushed it a long time ago. You know, once you've got that, they'll control, using the words to control people. Contracts.
Yes, word magic.
Word magic, definitely. So at some point in American history, you'll find this evil demon approach, this evil demon. In that sense, it was put to the people as a drug. They didn't make the distinction. Now look, this is the same as a Rottweiler. They say a Rottweiler is a dangerous animal. Well, of course it's a dangerous animal. It's a big dog. It's capable of doing a lot of damage. You know, what do we have here now? Pit bulls. The pit bulls. We can't have pit bulls because pit bulls bite people and they're dangerous. Okay then. Let's go and kill your chihuahua. Let's take every single dog now in the country and kill them all. Because what? Because one dog bit somebody once. That is ridiculous, I'm sure you will all agree. But that is exactly what happened with cannabis. That's exactly what happened. They portrayed the entire species of plant. Regardless, forget Rubellus, it doesn't matter. And they said, from now on, you've got to be licensed to grow it. You've got to have a stamp. And the farmers at that point thought, brilliant. That's okay. Then they never issued the stamp. Game over. Game over. Who are they? Where are these people now who did this? They're all dead, right? They're all dead. They were all duped. Right, they're all dead, right, and they can't come forward and actually say no. Excuse me, but nobody actually mentioned about Rubellus. We were told this was a demoned evil thing that turned people into violent rapists and murderers, and that's what it would do, and we didn't know. And you know, like 20 years later, and then I'm turning around and telling everybody, oh, well, actually, it turns you into a pacifist and a communist. What, smoking communist cannabis turns you into a communist? You know, we've got people now in the local press, I'm being told, today, they were saying, you know, it's smoking two joints and three joints a day is equivalent to smoking 20 packets of cigarettes.
There was this movie that kickstarted the whole fight against cannabis, and it was called Reefer Madness. It was made in the 30s. It's a quite interesting watch. Would recommend people to see it.
Yeah. Well, they made two, didn't they? They made two. The early one where it turns you into a murdering...
Yeah, that was in the 30s.
Yes, but and I think predominantly at that time, it was only black people who smoked cannabis.
Yeah, they according to that film and the propaganda, they were becoming violent and raping white women and everything.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And then,
total hoax.
And I don't know. I was saying about 20 years later, then there's another similar film which actually portrays it to be exactly the opposite. Exactly the opposite. This is now turning everybody into pacifists and nobody wants to fight wars. I mean, hang on a minute. How much are we going to blame cannabis on? I mean, cannabis has actually now been responsible for the Civil War, every uprising. Why do we keep blaming our actions, you know?
Cannabis are turning people into violent, raping pacifists.
Violent, raping pacifists. Peace-loving pacifists. What are we going to do?
That's a double think for you.
Well, the beauty of it is, you see, the aggressive, manic, violent cannabis users do actually promote peace.
Yeah, most of them do.
But don't push us too far. don't push us too far. You know, we're not a bunch of lily white, you know, sitting round in a circle singing Kumbaya. Oh, no. We're actually under what many of us can see, what law is common, what should be common to all people. No loss, no harm, no deception, no breach of your peace.
Yes.
So don't breach my peace. You know, don't cause me loss or harm. Don't do that.
Like the government is doing, you mean?
Oh, I will defend. I will defend my rights to occupy and to have my presence here. I will defend that. I will stand in my own power. You know, that will take place. And I think there's many more of us now. So, you know, we're not, it's not what it was. You can't just walk over and knock us all over and push us all down. It's just too many.
No, they have
too many, you know.
They haven't got enough goons to do that at this point.
They have tried here just recently. What they do is, they have the goon squad meeting. They have a goon squad meeting in London, Bradford, Liverpool, Manchester. And they bring them all in and beat up the hippies. These peace-loving, you know, gun-dealing, cocaine-snorting cannabis users. You know, that have been demonised as being the drug enforcement. The drugs being used to give money to enforce and pay for terrorism internationally. It's like, look, these people haven't even got money for their own food. They can't pay the rent. You know what I mean? It's like, give us a break.
You know, nonsense.
They can't pay the tax. Not alone can they support something else outside the system. Like you say, it is nonsense. Complete and utter nonsense, Jan. What are the solutions? We like to call ourselves a station with solutions. Well, we've got one. We've got one here with Rick Simpson's. You know, how are we going to solve it? You know, how are we going to get the ball rolling? Well, I think we already have. It's not about donations, I'll tell you that. It really isn't about donations. It's about us beginning to work together and make it real. Now, however we do that, you know, however we do that. Some people, that's all they've got. They haven't got anything else. Other people have got time. Other people have got energy. Other people can spontaneously bring people together and make ideas reality. You know, we've all got our own little bits of skills. If we can pull together and use a single cause, don't defend our own causes. Don't start swinging your own banner because you did this and it's that and you want to educate others or, you know, you've got, we've got 78 million people on our stream. Yeah, all right. We might have 10 on ours, but they're all listening and they're all willing to do something. So let's show them. Yeah, we're a small number of people, but remember, don't push us over because our small number is a lot more than, as Jan said, than their goons. They have to train their goons. It takes them about 18 years to put one in school, right, and deprogram them until they're completely mindlessly, stupidly dumb. Now, I'm not having a go at the people because they're still individuals. They are, but by the time they've gone through that process, they've been completely dumbed down. They can't notice what we call common. What we say, well, that's just obvious. They can't see it anymore. They can't see it. So let's integrate with them. Just integrate with them. You'll hear it. You're walking down the street, somebody will say it, run from the cure. Oh, yeah, cure for cancer. They found it. Haven't you heard? Oh, yeah, it's all over the internet. Type in run for the cure. You know, don't let the voice of the internet stop on the internet. Let it become your voice and take it back to the streets. Because we're from them streets. I'm from them streets, me. Cannabis didn't do me no harm. And I'm sick of people throwing rocks at that plant. I'm sick of it. I don't want them throwing rocks at me or at the station. It don't mean we can't take it. We can. It don't mean we have to. So come on. We can actually change this around. We can do it. Don't wait for anybody else. Don't wait for anybody else. We can do this. Like I say, so if you've got any ideas on how we do it, you let me know, because I ain't got a clue. I'm all beat out of ideas at the moment. I'm all beat out. So, yeah, how do we get Rick Simpson to Spain? How do we set up this cannabis system? Bob, Earthwise, Gatekeeper, come on, mate. Give me 7 minutes. I'm flagging.
All is I was going to say is don't wait for what's legal to change. Just get on and do it. I mean, if every single household everywhere had a little bit of a grow going on because people wanted the medicine, the authorities wouldn't be able to deal with it at all. There's just absolutely no way. Don't wait. Just get on and do it. If you want the medicine, you grow it. Simple.
I like it. I like it. And on that legal note, Dave?
Yeah, I just want to remind everybody it's a right. It's a natural right. They can't take a right away from you. They're trying, but like Bob just said there, you know, what are they going to do? Lock everybody up? Like Dean Clifford said the other night, they can't lock, you know, 100 million people up, can they?
I do actually agree with you. I think that growers, small time growers, of course, I'm not talking about 15 bedroom houses packed solid, you know what I mean, where you people are sleeping cam bed downstairs.
But I say again though, Bob, like I will go all over the country helping anybody that gets into any problems growing this. I put them on to me. I will travel the country helping people. I really will do it. You know, I don't care. I'm really, really angry about it all and passionate about it.
Well, I'll give you my info, Dave.
Right.
I've told you, Dave, I will give you my info and you can act on my behalf. I'll give you authority to be able to slap them round because I'm on the other side of it now. You've got some real ammunition there.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. I'll gladly do that without a problem, man. I've already had complaints upheld and that don't do any good.
No.
Waste of time. But I've been through the process. Why not? You know, we've got to do this, mate. We've got to do it. We've got to start together and show we can do it. So
the only rights you've got are the rights you are prepared to fight for, and we've got to start fighting for them. And people in the masses have got to start fighting for them, you know. And I think like even my young lad today said to me that he saw something about Rick Simpson's cure on his Facebook page, and he's nothing to do with what I do, you know. So that's encouraging that the younger generation are coming through, and they're spreading stuff like wildfire and sharing stuff. And to them, I suppose something like this would be pretty cool. So, you know, it's good. We've just got to get a bit passionate, get a bit of fire in our belly and, you know, fight. Nobody's going to kill us for fighting for our rights, are they?
I'd just like to add one little thing on fighting for rights. If you don't use what's rightfully yours, how can you fight for it anyway? You've got to use it first. Use your rights. You know, stand in your own space, in your own truth, and just use them.
Yeah, I agree.
Totally. Use it or lose it. That's the one. You know, I said it the other night on a completely different context, guys, but that's it. Use it or lose it. Too right. Who've we got there? Dave, we've done. Is it Saduma? Is that me also? Is he commenting? Is it you, Saduma? Did you want to say something? Come on, everybody, get in this time. No, okay.
Come on, Saduma, you can do it. Speak.
I don't know if he wanted to or not. I'm not sure.
I think Barry did.
Yeah, I've got Barry there. Come on, Barry, mate. Give us the... what have you got, mate? You've got about 8 minutes, Barry. If you can be quicker, Don will love you.
Cool. Hey, listen. What
brilliant,
show,
that, Barry.
Guys.
Just before you start,
great...
Barry.
Okay.
Brilliant, yeah. Barry. Hey, brilliant. Rocky, thank you very much, Barry. Absolutely wonderful chat, mate. Well done. Feather in your cap. Go on, Barry. Please, continue.
I haven't even started talking yet. Hey, listen, guys, what a great show. Hey, we're bringing all these people together. Dave, man, you sound like a real fighter, bud, and you inspire me to do more. I'm doing lots now. We've made tremendous headway this week in spreading the word and talking to people. I find, man, that face-to-face, in-your-face information, people are just astounded at some of the stuff I'm telling them. I was at a yard sale here, for example, yesterday, and it was the Cancer Research Relay Team for Life. And a bunch of old ladies, you know, and when I first started talking, they weren't very receptive. But after talking for about 10 minutes, I really got their attention. So it really is about just spreading the word face-to-face to your neighbors and talking with your heart. And this word is going to get out there, man. It can't be held back. It is too good of a thing to be held back by any power in nature. So those are some of my feelings. Everything you guys have talked about today has been great, man. I've just enjoyed the show immensely. And I think Rick would be very happy with what's going on here today. And I really enjoyed opening up and getting Rambo to come on. He was hesitant in the beginning, but I just met that man about 3-4 months ago. He has become a true friend of mine, and the information that he has passed on to me, believe me, I spend a lot of time listening to that man talk because he has an incredible knowledge, and the stories behind him are true. And, you know, even though he had this tremendous accident, he's still got a tremendous brain. You know, he speaks a little slower than he did in his earlier life, according to what people have told me, but it was really good to get him on, and he says he's coming back on right away, and he loved talking to you guys and loved sharing a little bit of insight because he's on the same page as all of us. He really hates what's going on inside of governments. He knows that the answer is the hemp plant, and he's giving me tremendous information right now and showing me things that I never knew were possible. So, and his little device that he's working on is legit, and it's going to be an easy thing that everybody can use, and that's what he's working on right now. So a couple other things I wanted to say, but I forgot what they were. So what else could I say today? Shit. It's been a great show. Just a great show.
Hey,
I forgot, man. As usual, I forgot what I was going to say. I got a million things to say, but they're out the window now.
Hey, it's all right, man. It's all right. You speak well. What you did say, you said really well, man.
Well, hey, well, one thing I was going to share with you, okay, that lady that was listening to the show here a couple weeks ago, I mentioned to her a couple times, she's a member of the city council in Terrace. I'm not going to mention her name, but she's actually organized a little barbecue get-together here in about 2 weeks, and she's asked me, she's going to have about 18 or 19 people come to this little get-together, and these are all people now that are really looking at the benefits of the hemp fiber and how it's got to be demanded by the business communities in the world, and these are all, believe it or not, these are very, very strong people in my community. They respect what I'm doing as opposed to, I've only started looking at hemp fiber. I really haven't even done a whole bunch of research into it yet, but the research I'm doing amazes me. I'm spending a lot of time looking at the medical research, but they want to look at this as a real viable industry for the area of this province. For growing commercially grown hemp and using it for fibers. And these are real people, and all of a sudden they're talking to me. I'm going, holy smokes. You got people with IQ that are really strong and smart people are actually taking a listen to this. So it has had an effect on people. That show had a real effect on this lady, and I've got to thank Rick for that because she is now looking at this very, very seriously. So that I wanted to share with you. I've also, as Rambo was talking about his hash, I've actually started ingesting that a little bit myself, and we are going to produce a little bit of oil, and I'm going to be your guinea pig, and I'll start doing a half a gram of that at night before I go to bed, and hopefully I won't be a zombie when I wake up in the morning. But those are a few things I wanted to share. A few other things we're doing. We have all kinds of things that we've been doing here, and I'll tell you another thing that's really kind of cool is my son is usually a gamer and plays a lot of time on the internet. And he started looking at some of the information and listening to what I had to say, and now I've got his information, or I've got his attention. He's really starting to go, hey, Dad, you know, this could be a – he's looking at it going, hey, you know what? There's a real business opportunity here in the future. I said, yeah, there is, Michael, because once this is demanded by the public and we get it out there that the fiber can do so much, man. I mean, I've just started looking at it. I mean, I've looked at about 40 or 50 uses for the fiber, and Lee's sending me links, and I want anybody that has links on this to send them to me, because because you just can't find out enough about this plant. It's just incredible. And, you know, it can change the planet. And you got to look at it like that, man. Like, we have a legacy to leave to our children. And this could change a lot of the bad shit that we've done to this planet in the last 10, 20, 30 years in a very, very short period of time. And that's some of the insights I see about this plant. And it's just great. And it's something that we should all get involved in, get off our butts and really do something about it. And I'm getting very, very proactive with it. I feel like I'm compelled to do that. So there's a few of my thoughts today, guys. And I love talking to you guys. And great, great show. Really cool information today.
Hey, Barry, you know, you summed up the sentiments. I think it was all there. Really well said, man. Really well said. You know, I'm only giving you a few minutes at the end, bro. I mean, so, you know, thanks for your patience there. And once again, for bringing Rambo to us, man. Brilliant, brilliant gazer. You know,
he's coming back, man. You got him inspired now. He's going to come back and have another little talk with you because, like I said, he's not here now. He's left. But the man did have a real bad accident. And I talked to a couple people that knew him. Like I said, I've only known him for about 4 or 5 months now. But I talked to a couple of people that have known him all his life, and what he tells you about being involved in business and corporations and stuff the guy's done is absolutely amazing. And when he had this accident, it's really slowed down that area of the brain that allows him to speak fluently and get his expressions across quickly. Yeah. But the mind is there. You can tell by talking to the gentleman, and I listen to him all the time. Great source of information. Well, and he's on your show now. He loves it. So he's going to get in here and do his bit to help everybody get this word around.
Oh, that's what it's about, Barry, you know. I mean, we have a two-hour slot, which the Rick Simpson run from the Cure. We've done our best to fill Rick's shoes tonight. We're never going to do that. We know that. Rick himself is a mind of information. We do encourage you to get involved with this. We really do. Contact us on Facebook. Get us on the website, www.darkcityradio.com. Where Rick's made his own for a short period of time. It's not going to last forever, but we will keep it going amongst the crew here. We're going to keep this platform going. So Rick, when he does go on his travels, he still has got that base to put out that information. And we are really honoured, all of us, to be in this position. Really is. Anyway, that was the Dark City Show, except for thanking people. I think we're about done once to the tireless work of the server. To Jan joining us tonight. Brilliant info, Jan. Thanks for joining us, man. It's worldwide. Go on, Jan.
My pleasure.
Yeah, thank you, brother. To Barry and to Rambo. To Dave, who is going on about inspiration and shouting from the rooftops. It is good to be part of the solution, Dave, and I had to be keep quiet about it. Rachel, as always, you know, what can I, Angel, that's the only word I get jump into my head there for, describes Rachel in my little world anyway. Bob Earthwise with his wisdom, you know, I don't know where I'd be without it. The tireless support of Sudama, we've not even heard from today, but he has... he's always there, helping out, server, chipping in text, always there. Lee, our man in Spain, and just joining us, Dawn, whose show's coming up in the next few minutes. And all the people who weren't with us tonight on Rick Simpson's Run from the Cure, the Rick Simpson Show. Dawn's diorama's coming up right after this, please stay tuned. We're about done, that's the end of the Dark City. 30-something seconds, and it should automatically... cut me off and it'll carry on playing. Love you loads. As always, please get involved anywhere you can. And I can't say any more. I'm all dried up. Time for a cup of tea. Good night. Be well.